new federal directive named quite a few counties and cities here in New Jersey as sanctuary jurisdictions. They were spotlighted for, by definition from the government, defying immigration law. It's executive order, there's a lot of them, 14287. No, he hasn't signed that many in one time. This is just the number they're up to. Protecting American communities from criminal aliens. It requires a publication of a list of states, local jurisdictions that, in the eyes of the federal government, obstruct the enforcement of federal immigration laws. According to the Department of Homeland Security, sanctuary jurisdictions, including cities, counties, and states, are, quote, deliberately and shamefully obstructing the enforcement of federal immigration laws, which the department says endangers American communities and puts law enforcement in peril. Cities and counties are identified based on factors like compliance with federal law enforcement, information restrictions, and legal protections for illegal immigrants. Each get a formal notification of its noncompliance with federal statutes. Department of Homeland Security is demanding these jurisdictions immediately review and revise their policies to align with federal immigration laws. So here's a list for New Jersey. As far as counties are concerned, Burlington County overall, Cumberland County, and Warren County. More specifically with the cities, Asbury Park, Bloomfield, Camden, East Orange, Hoboken, Jersey City, Leonia, Linden, Maplewood, Montclair, Newark, North Bergen, Patterson, Plainfield, Prospect Park, South Orange, Trenton, and Union City. In case you were wondering, yes, the move did draw some pretty fast criticism. First and foremost, from immigrant rights advocates, a statement from the New Jersey Alliance for Immigrant Justice called the memo a choreographed attempt to intimidate local and state leaders, emphasizing sanctuary policies across the state are already in compliance with federal law. Today's memo marks a turning point in the Trump administration's blatant abuse of power by suggesting that DHS has the authority to dictate local and state law. Group urged all named jurisdictions to stand firm, applauding Newark, Patterson, Jersey City, and Hoboken for publicly defending their sanctuary policies. A few of the city leaders had comments as well. Jersey City Mayor Steve Fulop is also running in the Democratic primary for governor. He wrote on social media, Jersey City gets sued for being a sanctuary city. I guess MAGA ran out of conspiracy theories for the week. Here is the truth. Jersey City's policies protect families, reflect our values, and have led to record low crime rates. As governor, I won't be bullied. We'll fight this and win. Another candidate for governor on the Democratic side, Newark Mayor Roz Baraka, he called the lawsuit against the city absurd. We are not standing in the way of public safety. We are upholding the Constitution, providing oversight, and following the laws and guidelines of the state of New Jersey. What we refuse to do is turn our city into an arm of federal immigration enforcement, which the courts have already ruled is not our role. Again, that list I gave you is for New Jersey. If you're listening on the stream or want to find out which counties and cities where you are made the list, full list of the sanctuary jurisdictions as deemed by DHS is at dhs.gov/sanctuary-jurisdictions.